Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. Leanne had a problem. She was always losing respect for the guys she was attracting, dating, and she'd lost respect for her ex-husband. It had been what had undermined their relationship. So, what do you do when you are an empowered woman and yet you continually attract partners whom you don't respect? You may have also noticed, like Leanne did, that as she lost respect for him, he also started to be more disrespectful in the relationship. Disrespectful and inconsiderate of her time. Being more passive-aggressive, withdrawn, using a tone with her at times that was unacceptable as well. So where does this come from? Where does respect fit into having a healthy partner, finding a healthy partner, keeping a relationship healthy and empowered? Well, the truth is, respect is a powerful foundation that we have to have a healthy, empowered relationship. You will not trust a man. Deep down, you will not trust a man or any partner as competent as someone you're able to trust has your back if you cannot respect them. So if you don't respect somebody right out of the gate, then it's a pretty good sign that they're going to be someone you don't feel completely able to rely on. The question is, are you honest with yourself? Are you honest with yourself about whether you respect the people that you have dated, the people you're starting to date? Are you mistaking something else for respect? Are you getting impressed, perhaps, by their level of money or how good-looking they are, instead of really checking in on whether you respect the person? Or maybe you're starting relationships where you do respect your partner and you lose respect for them over time. This is exactly what had been happening to Leanne, what happened to many other powerful women. Is over time, the man lost your trust and respect as a man. Was someone who you couldn't rely on, who wasn't competent, who wasn't trustworthy. If you wanted it done or wanted it done right, you began to believe it was all up to you to do it. So here's a question you can begin asking yourself. It's what Leanne had to begin asking herself. It's, what do I respect in a man? Taking a moment just to think about that. What is it I really respect in a man? Beginning to tune the way you are considering partners or assessing your partner through the lens of respect begins to give you a more solid foundation. Now, Leanne found that there was a second layer that she needed. And this is a layer I use with all of the people who are on this respect journey. And it's beginning to learn a little bit more about what a man needs to respect himself. Because you cannot trust a man who doesn't respect himself. You will not trust a man you don't respect, but you cannot trust a man who does not respect himself. Because when a man doesn't respect himself, he is not going to come from the best place in himself. By the way, that doesn't necessarily mean infidelity. It just means he will live outside of the terms of his highest values. He will live from his lowest characteristics, not his highest characteristics. He won't be the best version of himself. He will be the worst version. That could mean that he loses his temper more. It could mean that he drinks. It could mean all sorts of things when a man loses respect for himself. It means you cannot rely on him when he has no respect for himself. So the question to ask yourself when understanding men is, what does a man need to respect himself? If your partners are female, then you can simply ask the question, what do I respect in a woman? And what does a woman need to respect herself? But those two questions, what do I respect? And what do they need to respect themselves? Are core questions that will give you a foundation that is solid and healthy enough for an empowered relationship. Because someone who respects themselves is not somebody who will lose themselves in a relationship with a powerful woman. They'll be able to stand in their own power and be an equal partner. They won't have to hide. They won't have to withdraw. They won't be passive aggressive. Those are your questions for the day. What do I respect in a man or a woman? What does a man or a woman need to respect himself or herself? Much love. If you're finding these insightful, please consider leaving a review, subscribing, and sharing with others who would benefit. Thank you and much love.